Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this episode, I'm talking with musician and producer Corey Baker, who goes by the artist name Kill Paris. Thanks for taking the time to talk with KVNF.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Your recent album is called Galaxies Within Us. It's an electronic-driven album, and we're going to be hearing a few songs from that album on this program here in a little bit. But I read that you're based out of Colorado.
I'm not currently based in Colorado, but I have I've lived there for about 3 to 4 years, and kind of on schedule to move back out there because we're in Florida right now, like right outside of Miami. Actually, the making of Galaxies Within Us, like I guess the journey of making that album was leaving LA, and we lived in, like most of it was, no, all of it was done in Sarasota because we lived there for about 8 months. And so the idea of that album was to get away from the big city and sort of, you know, change my, I guess, the routine that's very easy to fall in as a, you know, either an entrepreneur or more specifically a, you know, DJ producer, you know, where you're staying up super, super late and, you know, drinking a lot of alcohol and other things and having really bad sleep schedule. So the whole idea of making that album was getting out of LA and switching up my schedule, getting like adequate sunlight every single day, like seeing the sunrise. And it's honestly, it's made a huge, huge change in just my overall attitude towards life, which I feel like has been especially important due to kind of the state of things, you know, right now. So yeah, I mean, that's a very long answer for your for a very short question about if I'm based in Colorado, but I'm not. But my first, or I guess it would be called my first album, Galaxies Between Us, not to be confused with Galaxies Within Us, was made almost entirely in Boulder, Colorado.
Cool. Well, your recent album, Galaxies Within Us, it seems like there's a theme throughout this album, and there's actually a line that gets repeated a couple different times, and it says, "Beautiful minds wake up." Is this kind of the theme for this album?
Yeah, I mean, you could say there's like a lot of sort of different themes, but the over sort of arcing theme of the whole thing is just like realizing like the power within. That line was actually recorded and said by Wim Hof. People might know him as the Iceman, who had like held the, I don't know if he still holds the world record, but he's held like a bunch of these world records for like being submerged in ice for like the longest period of time. And he also kind of came up with this breathing technique that allows you to kind of like reset your body and like change your body into an alkaline state. And that was like a really big influence on me. And that was part of like leaving LA, was just like reconnecting with my body, reconnecting with nature. So I got him involved. So that's part of it. And then like a lot of the, I guess, like riffs and textures in the album were made using the MIDI Sprout, which I'm not sure if you've seen, you know, if you go on my Instagram and scroll back like a few months ago, you can see like a bunch of stuff with it. But it's basically this device that you hook it up to a plant, and it basically has these two little electrodes. So like within the little box, it's kind of like a voltage meter, and then it takes those voltages and changes them to MIDI notes, which then you can plug into a computer, or they even have an app for the phone, and you can hear music. So you basically hook it up to a plant, and you instantly have like a bunch of MIDI information and music. And I thought that was like really cool. But the really, what I found to be the most interesting thing about it is that you can actually just hold on to those electrodes, because your body creates a low level voltage, and then you can get MIDI and like instant sort of musical feedback of your body and your body's electricity. So that's what I did for a lot of the songs in that album, and especially the Breathing In, Letting Go, which is the, because like Wim Hof's on the intro for the album, and then I think like track 9 or something like that, the song's called Breathing In and Letting Go, and that track is actually like a, it's kind of like the first sort of like round of one of his breathing techniques. And so the music in that, like if you listen to it, you'll hear this like the sound in it kind of sounds like this like breathing thing. So I actually recorded myself doing the breathing technique like with the MIDI Sprout and got all that MIDI, and then sort of like washed that into this like ambient yet like rhythmic thing. So it's like if you want to do the breathing technique, you can actually do it along to that song. but it's not necessarily apparent that that's what that song is, you know what I mean? Which I think is kind of cool too.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I'm like mind blown over here. Let's take a listen to Breathing In and Letting Go.
Breathing in, letting go. Breathing in, letting go. Deeper and deeper, your spirit follows the breath, the flow, through all cells of your body. Your life's energy, it's all there within your control. You just follow the guide, and the guide brings you to the depth, to the most beautiful areas of your mind, freeing itself. Because that is you, and nobody else but you. It's amazing! Amazing! Yeah. Just feel it! Beautiful minds, wake up!
That was Breathing In and Letting Go, a track off of Kil Paris' album, Galaxies Within Us. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Corey Baker, who's also known all over the world as Kil Paris. I read somewhere that you grew up playing guitar and piano, and do you still play instruments? And what does that look like for you now as also a music producer?
Yeah, I've kind of never given up the guitar or piano, though I do take sort of breaks from them. And it's because I've been making music for a very long time, and especially like recently with this whole sort of like lockdown, and now also tying back into the album Galaxies Within Us, like once like the MIDI sprout kind of became like my entry point and sort of like this thing that allowed me to then branch off of that and then build sort of something around it. So nowadays, that's kind of how I approach music, because, you know, as much as I can like sit at the computer and, you know, be in Ableton and do what producers do, like I honestly get tired of that after some time. And so I always try to incorporate like live instruments, or at least like starting with a live instrument of some sort, just as an entry point, as opposed to like starting looking at a blank screen, you know, and then like dropping samples in and using the mouse and keyboard, which is fine, because like sometimes that's all I want to do and I don't want to use instruments. I want to go about it a different way. But, you know, I play a lot of the keys on my stuff, and there's usually guitar and almost everything that I do, even if you don't really hear it, and bass as well. So I try to not let anything be too one-sided as far as the instruments and the sort of like production of something, if that makes sense, like making sure it's not too like in the box, if you will. You know, that's what people say when you're just like working in the computer and not really bringing anything, you know, not using any outboard gear or anything like that. So I try to keep a nice balance and try to blend those sort of two approaches.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to articulate it. I was also trying to figure out how to describe that, 'cause when I was listening to this album, I was thinking, wow, he really does a good job of balancing between kind of some heavier electronic sounds and also melodies and rhythm and vocals. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's honestly, since I found my sound, I have always tried to make stuff that like it's kind of dancey, or like, I mean, hype is kind of a bad word, but I'm going to use hype in this instance. that's hype enough to, like, if you were to, like, play it out, like, at a gig or something, that, like, people would be able to, like, get into it and dance. But it's also not so hype that you can't listen to it at home, just, like, sitting on your couch or whatever. I feel like there's a fine line there, and a lot of times it's really hard to hit. But that's kind of, like, my aim with a lot of my music, is to not go too heavy in one direction and also bring in a lot of, you know, like you said, like melodies and stuff, because I'm super, super inspired by a lot of like old music, a lot of old funk. And then, like, I don't know, just growing up, I was like into Nine Inch Nails and like Bjork and The Cure and all kinds of like weird stuff. So I love music so much. And I feel like sometimes, and I'm sure any artists that are listening, you can probably agree with this, or you might be in the same boat, where it's like, if you listen to so many different genres and stuff, it's sometimes tricky to figure out like what, like how to blend that into your own sound. I don't know, I'm always trying to like bring different elements from other genres and other decades as well, and kind of blend that into a sort of electronic format without being too, you know, electronic.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to me about your track called We Are One.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Like, again, sort of like the theme of this album is sort of that like realization that you have, like all of us possess like a lot of power within us to, you know, change. Sort of, it's not even about changing like your environment per se, more about changing like what's within you, and that's where like true change comes from. And with that song, because it's kind of like a, I don't know, it's like groovy and definitely like sort of Daft Punk influenced. And for some reason, I have this almost like an obsession with taking a very small vocal sample that's only saying like a few words and then working that into an entire song, which can be kind of boring if you're into lyrics, but I'm not necessarily, like, I really just enjoy the musicality of things, because I feel like it's not, like, there's so many translations of like the music, and it's not necessarily defined unless you make it defined. Whereas like with vocals, like you put a vocal in there, someone's saying something, and it's kind of, you're going to take it. I guess it could still be like translated differently as far as like what the listener feels like when they hear certain words. We Are One, it's a fun one. I really like that one. It's just like kind of happy-go-lucky and groovy. And
yeah, it seems to be a good message, especially right now.
Yeah, and it's true, too. And I feel like just with where, I mean, the world's totally different now. I feel like so many of us go through these phases where we feel like we're separate from, you know, whatever it is, our family, other people, our community, our friends, you know, like everything's like I am me and you are you and this is that. And like everything's categorized, especially with the world of the internet, because like that's how we have to organize things. But if you can find it within to like take a step back, like you realize this is all the same thing, like it's all the universe, it's all like one thing together, you know, which like sounds kind of like heady and a little like hippy dippy, but you know, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen to We Are One from Kill Paris.
I
That was We Are One by Kill Paris. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Corey Baker, also known as Kill Paris. So you've touched on this a little bit, but I'm curious, how do you begin to build a song or create a song? Do you hear certain parts first?
Yeah, for me, I'm kind of always looking at sort of different ways to like start a song, or it might be an idea. It might be like something that I hear and I'm like, oh, I want to do something like similar to that, or like, again, like just listening to a bunch of like old music and especially funk stuff, like there'll be like grooves and stuff that I hear and I'm like, gosh, like I want to like make something that's like similar to that or that has that sort of spirit. Or it could just be like finding a sound, and then, you know, again, for musicians out there, like sometimes you hear a sound and then like a song sort of just appears out of that sound. Like that sound dictates, you know, the choices you make from there. So I don't know. I always kind of try to switch it up and not get too attached to any sort of approach, because it'll work like 1 to 3 times. And then after that, it's done.
I have to ask you about your song and video for Fizzy Lifting Drink. This features Big Gigantic and Jimmy Tents. And talk to me about this song and the concept for the video, which I just watched before this interview, and you're hilarious.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and I should mention, too, we do have a music video for Way Out. If you think the Fizzy Lifting Drink is funny, Way Out is way more comic-driven, I would say. I mean, definitely, like, my favorite video that I've made or been a part of. I shouldn't say it, because I didn't make it. I was just there, and a lot of other people did a lot of work. But Fizzy Lifting Drink, we had so much fun making that. I think it's one of the first scenes where you see, like, the guy that's kind of dressed up as Indiana Jones. And then I'm there as well, sucking on like this huge straw that was basically a PVC pipe. I don't remember the name of like the canyon that we shot that at. It was outside of LA. We walked with all the camera equipment. We probably had about, I would say, 7 to 10 people for that part of the shoot. So the straw that you see in that shot is literally this huge, like, I don't know, 15-foot PVC tube. So we walked, and this was on a Sunday too, to get to that little area, which was like where there was like a sort of like waterfall and then a little like stream thing. And since we were there on Sunday, like the place was packed with people. Like, so you don't see them in the shots, but like there were people like posting up just like kind of like, what are these like weirdos doing with this freaking PVC pipe? But it was a lot of fun. And Brad Wong, who was the director and did the treatment for that, he was also the same guy that did the video for Red Lights. And it's really just about like cool shots and like, I don't know, injecting some of my personality in there, because like I'm a very goofy sort of slapstick type person. So that's a really good time to do sort of the visual comedy stuff that I love so much, is like in a music video. So it was a lot of fun.
I like after you drink the fizzy lifting drink, and then you, well, our listeners will have to go and watch the video so they can see for themselves, but you lift up like as in Willy Wonka, but you're actually outside. And then I think you like blast out to some galaxy. And yeah, it's pretty entertaining. Let's take a listen to Fizzy Lifting Drink. This is Kill Paris featuring Big Gigantic and Jimmy Tents.
Told me stop it, so much hate it made me nauseous. Worked in silence, made me cautious. I exerted every option, count me out. Must think I lost the losing sleep. Somehow I fought it out. Her life was a box of chocolates. Ain't she sweet, round hair's toxic. Made the most of what we got. We go hard and do a lot, so we party till we drop. Tell the neighbors it won't stop. Watch your shorty hit me up on days I need to pick me up. I just wanna live it up. Can somebody lift me up? Life when you stay grounded.
somebody lift me up.
That was a track called Fizzy Lifting Drink by Kill Paris featuring Big Gigantic and Jimmy Tents. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm your host, Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Corey Baker / Kill Paris about his recent album, Galaxies Within Us. And you just recently put out a new song called Way Out. This was released a couple weeks ago in the midst of a global pandemic. How has this crisis been affecting you as a musician? And I feel like you're usually out touring. And so, like, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same story, you know, and that everybody else is facing. Because I was about to do, like, a whole run of shows, like, right before, I guess, everything started to ramp up. And we even canceled, like, a little early before things got, like, serious. Like, people were still, like, announcing shows. And I was just like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be in that situation to, like, expect people to show up, like, in, you know, and this was at the beginning of this sort of pandemic, so it's like nobody really knew. So I mean, obviously touring isn't happening, which is, you know, it's a bummer, but at the same time, I'm a homebody and I don't necessarily enjoy the airports or hotels and all that, so that's honestly been kind of a plus. And I think for me, you know, I've just been trying different things, you know, doing a little streaming on Twitch, which I've done before, but, you know, now it's like, you know, it's like, what else am I going to do? Because it's like I have a lot of free time. I'm still making music, but I'm also in a weird situation because at the end of last year, right before the new year, I basically finished 10 to like 13 songs that haven't come out yet. So essentially all my music's done for the year, you know, as far as like releasing stuff, which is a weird situation that I've never been in. With the pandemic and stuff, it's like kind of hard to figure out. It's like, okay, when is like a good time to release music? I don't know. It seems very weird. But that being said, I'm still making music, doing the Twitch thing. I've been doing kind of like what I can as far as interacting with fans. And to be honest, it's been really great as far as like streaming and just getting on Instagram Live more and talking to people. So it's been positive, I would say, in that way. It's like I really can't complain. Like I get paid to play and make music, so I really have nothing to complain about. I just hope that everybody stays safe and stay sane. It's just been really fun to connect with people, and especially in this time, it's like kind of, that's like the weird thing about this pandemic. You know, there's so many negatives to it, but I think the one positive is that like we're all in one way or another going through the same thing at the same time. So like, as annoying as it is to continue to talk about it, you know, like every time you talk to someone, you're like, oh, yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, I can't believe all this stuff's going on. It's like, yeah, it's like that's always like the conversation. But that being said, I think like most people have just been talking to a lot more friends and family more regularly and, you know, video calls with people. It's weird that it's like separated us like physically, but then I feel like it has brought us together as far as conversation. And especially, I mean, this is a good example, like what we're doing right here. And I think people are realizing too what sort of creative things are possible even if we can't like see each other.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of a cool thing. And I also think it's a great reminder that Mother Nature always wins. Like we'll always win. And we'll always balance the scales no matter what we do. You know, you could talk about physical causes and people and all that of like why this has happened, but it's like if you look at the state of the world and the state of the greed and like where culture has been heading with all the technology and stuff, you know, it kind of makes sense that like somebody needed to hit the brakes and just like kind of reevaluate our values globally, you know, because it's changing things everywhere. So I think there's a lot of positive that can come out of this. It's just going to be interesting to see how the future is going to be because I don't think anybody knows that yet. And I don't know. I also feel like it's almost like going through the stages of grief, at least for me. You know, the middle of last week was like really tough for me. But then like after that, honestly, I've been like in a really good mood and just having these like waves of gratefulness, but then also confusion just about like what things are going to be like in the future and like when can we all, I don't think anybody's going to be able to just get back to normal, which might actually be a good thing, because I think we may need to just like kind of change how we're going about things. But there, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty right now for sure.
Yeah. I think that's, for me too, kind of like the weirdest part. I mean, it's all pretty weird, but just kind of not knowing exactly how this is going to unfold. I'm with you. I hope that we make some changes and really continue to connect and come together. Well, where can our listeners find your music and check out at some point upcoming tour dates?
Well, yeah, as far as the music, you know, SoundCloud, Spotify, anywhere that you listen to music, YouTube, it's all there. You know, if you want to follow me on Twitch and come hang out sometime, you know, it's twitch.tv/killparisloves you. And what was the other thing you asked? I'm sorry.
Upcoming tour dates.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. the Lost Scrolls. I think they're going to be in the Lost Scrolls. So if you can find those,
I'm sure
they may have the dates. You know, if you follow me on socials and there's any show announcements, I will definitely announce them there.
Yeah. Corey, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and KVNF.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for a direct music link to Kill Paris. We'll go out on Kill Paris's brand new track, Here Is Way Out, featuring Penguin Prison. Thank you for listening.
Over, and I'll be so out.